prairie dog Eric 10 is sick of living in the yurt inside a mountaintop cave just above a tree line, being bitten by frostbite, and emotionally assaulted by figments of his own imagination. He don't care what no delusion of his own making says, Eric is going to move on to the reservation. Screw your longhouse, he's building a tall house, as tall as the Twin Towers or at least as tall as the Empire State Building. Lena Goldberg is going to play the role of the maid who gets paid to drink lemonade at the arcade while Eric waits in the shade and tries to draft out a general agreement on tariffs and trade with all the countries in the world parade. Then Lena will rush back home after liquidating all of Eric's resources and say, "What's up, fag?" And Eric will reply, "Your great-grandfather Goldberg's legs." Then Eric will refinance his tall house in order to invest in a crack team of bank robbers. The bank robbers successfully pull off many heists throughout the coming months until Eric's birthday when they decide to gift him a loaded Civil War cannon. Eric is very pleased and attempts to fire the cannon towards Sarah Palin's new home in Arizona, but the bank robbers intentionally didn't load the cannon with black powder, so when Eric attempts to inspect the issue with his cannon, the barrel tips towards the ground and the cannonball rolls out onto Eric's foot, breaking four of his four toes.